I'm humbled by all the homework that Alexis has done. Good job. I did get a quote from our governor that I've taken from my notes here, as it already was quoted. So I think we both got the salient points of our governor's message to us. I did call an audible, and I've written up a little bit here. And my full disclosure is that my home is not directly impacted by Northern Pass, but I believe my town and state are. Far from being ignorant, I believe the Orange Brigade is indeed quite bright. I would have liked full disclosure from those here from a southern New Hampshire town where a transfer facility will dump millions into their top line every year. No wonder they're for it. What I see with Northern Pass are temporary jobs and permanent blight. In the Union Leader on September 15th, contributing editor Dave Solomon said, "Officials from Ann Barrack Transmission Company, an underground power line installer, reported that a site-specific study of underground costs concerning Northern Pass's proposed route or the state highway alternative could be done for about $1 million. In spite of that fact, PSNH has spent $40 million acquiring land that for any normal purpose would otherwise be worth much less. PSNH will not pay for such a study. I think someone should. The stakes are too high. If more energy for the U.S. from more sources is good, then let's work together and get a win for everyone." Mr. Solomon concluded his article with what I believe to be the solution to all this. If the transmission lines were installed underground along New Hampshire state highways, as has been proposed in Maine, PSNH would still get transmission fees, the state would benefit from its ownership of the right-of-way, and jobs would be created. This is a triple win, in my opinion. The USA gets more power, PSNH gets more revenue, and the state of New Hampshire is preserved now and in the future. Finally, interestingly, outgoing Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano on August 30th issued an open letter to her successor, she's retiring, warning that a cyber or physical event knocking out our power grid will occur, not a question of if, but when. I'm not an expert, but it seems to me we should add one more advantage to the underground option, and that is to help ensure energy sustainability for the USA. In conclusion, Northern Pass, in its current design, is unsafe and will destroy New Hampshire as we know it. Thank you.